Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Friday. I'm going to say it's July 1st. It's 2016. And we're here to talk about, I don't even know what the hell I want to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. I know, I use the word hell. First off, hope you have a great July 4th weekend. Have a great time. Drive slow. Drive carefully. Be careful with fireworks. Those are my only warnings, ladies and gentlemen. Drive slow. Drive carefully, careful with the fireworks. Anyway, this is a show about you, your buckos, and all points in between. We will do markets. Yeah, we'll do markets. And anything and everything that affects markets. We'll do the election. We'll do the economy. Jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we'll cover it. It is quite simple as that. On today's show, I'm going to do it in the order I was going to do it in. We'll get into the market wrap, and I got an email. I got 20 emails today. I thought it was from the same person because it all sounded the same. What the heck happened in the last week? How is it possible? Like, I have the answer because I have a radio show. Well, we're going to try and answer your question, and that is, what the heck happened in 6 days of trading? What happened? And what does it portend as we move into July? We will try to answer it all. We'll also have the comedy part of our day, as we like covering a bunch of stuff that the nonsense out there, and you know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, we will go in depth into what the heck is going on out there. Again, though, happy July 4th. Have a great time. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your families. I am looking out right now from the 22nd floor of the Atlantis Hotel in Nassau, Bahamas. I am looking at the harbor of Paradise Island as my office was on the 22nd floor of the Atlantis Hotel today. That's what we do. As I told you yesterday, my whole office is now movable. It's the greatest. My radio show is now movable. It is the greatest. And that is why we are here. So, first off, a couple things. Number one, do not forget the Fox News Channel Business Block, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. That's tomorrow. I would have been on, but I had to travel. I doubt they had a studio here for TV and to shake it over for the show. That's number one. Don't miss that. Number two, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Just be nice. We have nothing but good intentions here. Nothing but good intentions. You can read the articles we post, commentary, charts of the day, news of the day, our sarcasm towards everything that's going on out there. Press the money management button if you'd like to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. And the subscribe button to get our notes. And, of course, the consulting, which we will ramp up next week. And that's that. Yesterday, we didn't even give you out the final numbers. We gave you the numbers from last Thursday's close. And we think we're going to do that again today. So let's get going, ladies and gentlemen. Time for today's market wrap. That's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Well, are you ready? Last Thursday's close, Russell 2000, 1172. Today's close, 1156, down 16 points. The Dow, 18011, closed at 17949, down 62 points since last Thursday's close. The S&P 2113, last week's Thursday's closed, 2102 today, down 11 points. The NASDAQ, 4910, down to 4862, down about 48 points, so we'll call that about a percent. And the Russell, I guess, a little less than a... The NYSE, if I can find it. Now, let's just say the NYSE was closed at 10641 last week. I think it's 10.5, down about 135. The NASDAQ 100, 4467, closed at 4437, down 30 points since last Thursday. Now, obviously, that doesn't tell the whole story, because on Thursday of last week, we had the United Kingdom that... I don't know if you guys have ever been to the UK, and I've mostly been to London. Let me just be blunt, clear, and concise. I love London. I love the people of the UK. I love the United Kingdom. Fabulous place. If you haven't been there, make sure you get there. In August, I will be going to England for a little more of England. I'll be starting in Manchester, working my way all the way down, finishing up in London. A great, great place. Anyway, the people of the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union, and it was a big surprise. Many were coming out saying that the Remain in the Union was ahead in the polls. The head of the Leave actually conceded defeat Thursday. Futures were up a couple of hundred, and then the numbers started coming in, and then futures ended up down 500 on that day. I think we finished down 600. The weekend came. You think cool heads are going to prevail? It did not. On Monday, I think we dropped about another 300 points. So we're down about 900 points on really two gaps to the downside. How do you play that? I have no idea. You're asking me to answer questions that, you know, as I told you before we got into Thursday, we told you what our tactics were, and you know we on our growth accounts we were doing not much. And it turned out to be a smart move. Little did we know. And let me be clear and concise. It was dependent on a vote. If the vote was for Remain, I gather on Friday, well, I don't know if the market would have sold off ultimately, but we wouldn't have dropped 800-900 points. On Monday on this show, we were quite specific in our what we call our best guess. After scanning on Monday and getting information after the close on Monday, we simply told you we think the market's going to rally from here. It was based on several things. Number one, in a two-day period, the market was about as stretched and extended to the downside as you normally get eventually get a bounce, and it felt vicious. Number two, the massive buying of puts. These are options betting on going lower after 900 points down told us that there was a lot of coughing up. A lot of coughing up. So just those two things had us thinking we had a rally. But also, you had to add the other side of the coin, and that was end of quarter window dressing, pre-holiday trading. We told you there was a definite upward bias. Does that mean we had to go up in price? Hell no. But when you look back, you put the pieces of the puzzle together, and we now know what happened. So up next, we'll work you through the last few days, and then I got to read an email to you, one of them. And we'll answer the question of the email and lots more in these markets because there's a few things that are really sticking out. Keep listening. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us. By the way, today, the Dow was up 19, the S&P was up 4, NASDAQ up 19, NASDAQ 100 up 19. Dow was up, I think, 70 at one time. The NASDAQ was up like 35, actually almost 40. So they pulled them back at the end of the day, and we'll go through a few areas in a little bit. So anyway, when we told you on Monday we thought we'd rally some, as I said to you yesterday, I figured we'd get like 400 points back, 300-400 points back of the, 900. The thought process was once we get through that 300-400 point rally, then we re-examine what's going on, because I must tell you, there was some pretty serious chart breaks on Friday and Monday. Damn serious chart breaks. And what I mean by that, let me explain what a chart break is to me. Imagine a stock is trading between $30 and $35 for 6 months. It's a long time. And then, boom, just breaks through 30 and breaks badly through 30 to like 27. All of a sudden, you're in this whole new area. And typically, as we typically, normally, that's the top. That's your top in the market for a good while. And maybe it doesn't worsen. Maybe it drifts lower and then turn back up. But usually, it takes time. Well, instead, what I consider to be an outlier event occurred. You got just about it all back in 4 days. In 4 days. So I got an email from somebody, and since I'm standing and walking around, I'm going to paraphrase it, but you'll get the idea. Gary, what the blankety blank did the blankety blank with the market do with the blankety blank? How is it blankety blank possible that on a technical basis, the market could blankety-blank down to the blankety-blank and then turn right back up, forcing blankety-blank, blankety-blank, blankety-blank to the blankety-blank? And by the way, it was a friendly email. Here's my take. And here's my best guess what happened this week. And remember, in our growth accounts, hardly blood in the game. I think what happened, first off, a lot of the big money crowds having a terrible year. Some of the best hedge funds that manage billions and billions are down double digits. Some worse. Well, you can't be down worse than double digits. You know what I mean. Farther into double digits. And I think what happened was everybody was on bated breath, positioning themselves for a Remain vote in the UK. And there was so much of the scare tactics that people were just on their toes, frozen. And what happened? Well, the bet came in the wrong way. And when you have people like a George Soros, who arguably one of the greatest investors of all time, that's what I'm told. And I know there's some extenuating things they tell me about what he did with the pound years ago. Let's just say he's made a lot of money. And let's just say when he talks, people listen. We're talking markets here. I know some of you conservatives do not like him. He was out there saying the markets would collapse. Absolutely collapse. I'm pretty sure I'm quoting him. And then when you drop 900 points, you know, and you really can't get out. So people are just all over the map. And people got short. And people sold. And people sold more. And from what I've read, there was a ton of cash there because people were preparing just in case for the worst. Well, when the market gapped up on Tuesday, I think it left tens of billions of dollars sitting the wrong way. Pension funds with 10% cash, a huge number. And I think what happened is this week, it just fed on itself. And also the combination of everybody realized this UK thing is meaningless. Meaningless. To really what the markets will do and what the economy will do. Notwithstanding the euro croaking. You got a 2-year negotiating period. And nobody knows what the outcome's going to be. Simple as that. And it fed on itself. You gapped up a Tuesday. You gapped up Wednesday. And I got to tell you, I came into Thursday thinking, man, two big gaps to the upside. They're probably going to settle down here. Nope, up 280 yesterday. And today, even though we're only up 19 on the Dow, the tone was okay, except for a few areas we'll get into. So I just think a ton of money was caught the wrong way. And that's how you got this. And I keep hearing these things about the algos, the algorithms, and the button pushers and this and that. Yeah, I think that has to do with it also. And that's what you got this week. And let me use the phrase, it really pisses a lot of people off. They wonder just what's up. How can this be? Well, as I have told you, you're not dealing with the markets of yesterday. You have central banks to the tune of $20, $30 trillion. I'm including printed money, zero rates, negative rates, buying up markets. You have all that, and I think that juices them either way. That's what I think the story is. Now, when all is said and done, markets will do what they want to do. But sometimes they got to go through what we just went through. So up next, likes and dislikes, thoughts and prayers, and anything else. I'm Gary. This is Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
biztalkradio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Okay. So a few tidbits. By the way, I think a decent part of yesterday's action was the Bank of England announcing that they would lower rates again. So that's still going on also. All right. In no particular order. Bond market skyrocketing. Yields crashing. And that has given rise to utilities, real estate, interest rate sensitive areas. That continues, but I would suggest that some of these things are a little bit extended here. And it almost felt like somewhat frenzy-ish buying in the bond market. Now, keep in mind, and just so you know, if you wanted to lend this great country of ours money for 10 years, they're going to pay you 1.45% now. You may want to go back through the history of the bond market and the 10-year and what it used to pay. Just letting you know. The 30-year, 2.24. Japan's negative rates, Germany's negative, there's negative rates all over the place. Imagine lending money for people for a period of time and getting nothing or giving them. And just remember, this is all rigged and manipulated. Forced money, forced a certain way by central bank action. Next. Just want to let you know, and you may want to write this one down, because it's not in the move that matters. It's the way things set up to make a move. Let's watch the oils here. We give you the ETFs, the OIH, the XOP, and the XLE, which is the bigger oil. Setting up to move out of range, not just the necessarily ETFs, but start scanning a bunch of oil names. They may want to go range bound, top side out of the range here soon. So just letting you know, it's on my screen. And just remember, these are commodities. They're moved around by currency moves. They're moved around by voice. They're moved around by a lot of stuff. Okay? I'm just letting you know they're setting up pretty damn well in here. And I use MarketSmith. You can find your other way and see if you can find names. But for example, I'll just throw out a couple names here. I'm watching HP, Helmer and Payne, needs to break through 70. That's the type of stuff I'm looking at. Next, I want to mention steel. That's starting to set again. They were getting hit. Keep in mind, there's this tariff thing going on, and that's the worry about buying these commodities. You never know. So I wanted to mention that, another commodity. And, of course, now gold and silver continue. Had another big day today. As the money's flowing there, as the dollar drops, the GDX, which is the gold stocks, gapped up again today and broke out of range. I would just remind you, the better plays are on the pullbacks, but right now you're not getting any. The price of silver, we're going to the metal now, big week this week. A big, big, big move out of range. I think the silver was up like 9% this week. And I advise you to go to weekly charts now. I have a weekly that goes back 5 years, and you can just see silver broke through a good 2 years of resistance this week. And, of course, the silver stocks go along for the ride. Gold, the metal, GLD, edged out of new highs. That's been pretty slow, though. I'm surprised that hasn't had bigger moves. So, just letting you know. Financials. They have been rallying up a little bit over the last few days. Just letting you know, he still ain't getting the big juice. In fact, they look like they're just wedging up now, and let's see if they can continue to do that. But the financials are just not very strong right now. If they can get strong, that'll be a big help to the market. As mentioned yesterday, the Hershey deal got the food, drug, beverage, all the consumer staples. I'm not necessarily going to buy on a day like that, but all those names. And I've mentioned to you like Cisco, Constellation Brands, all acting pretty decent. Remember, they don't have the earnings and they don't have the sales power. But when you get these buyouts or potential buyouts, that's the deal. I'm going to go mention Harley-Davidson, HOG. That may go private or something like that. That's another company that's had no growth for quite a while. I hear they make good motorcycles, though. We'll see how that plays out. I have absolutely no clue how it does. And for you technicians out there, let me tell you what I do. Just letting you know what I do. And this is a little inside baseball, but that's okay. I will white out on a chart last Friday's action, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and yesterday's action. I white it out. You know why? We're back where we were before it. I consider it a sucking out, a washing out of a ridiculous move because of news events. And that's how I'm going to look at it. Like the market just sat for the last 5 or 6 days. Because if I don't, I'll get all worried about making plays and getting all scared. The other thing I do is I go to the weekly. A weekly chart or weekly bars, price bars, not daily. And you will see on the week, not only a major defense week, as the market was down heavily on Monday, but a big offensive week as you close near the highs. Now, we still have not broken out of this ridiculous, nauseating trading range that has been going on for quite a while. But we'll give it every opportunity. Now, I want to remember something here. Let the market decide what it wants to do. I read what others say. Not often. I'm smart not to. I think there's still a lot of people scared and worried and thinking the end of the world's coming. Well, maybe it is. But if the Dow decides to go to 25,000 first, I want to own it. Does that make any sense to you? Just telling you how we think here when dealing with markets. I believe we're a little bit under the highs of last Thursday, except for the financials, which is important. I believe the market is in better technical shape now than it was last Thursday at the close. That doesn't mean we don't break out or do. That doesn't mean we come back on Tuesday and we sell off. Just letting you know at the close today, and we'll see what happens. I say that. You've had little breakouts in ADP and paychecks and some of the... I don't need to go through the litany of them. Go look at the new high list over the weekend and you'll see. Now, some areas did not get back to highs. The semiconductors didn't, but they had a long way to go because the semiconductors basically had a two-day crash. And maybe that's going to need to do a little backing and filling here. What I'll be doing on this weekend is going through the new yearly high list and see what shows up. And as always, you get to decide. Up next on The Edge. Oh, we'll be whining, complaining, and making fun of somebody. And then we're gone. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Napa Know-How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And I forgot to mention that the Retail Auto Part Group. We mentioned the Advanced Auto Parts deal with a huge insider buying at 158 by one of the, I guess, CEO types. It's 164 now. Any pullback towards 160. And now AutoZone is on the tips. And O'Reilly's in a big base coming around also. So that group may have something. Anyway, again, hope you have a great July 4th weekend. We'll have a weekend report for you at GaryK.com. Go check it out. And can't wait for next week. By the way, in 2 weeks, the big earnings season again. Every earnings season's big. In the news, congratulations to our great, fabulous, over-the-top, courageous people of the military. I was just watching video of them wiping out about 250 ISIS terrorists. I love that. Shoot them all dead. Every single one of them, shoot them all dead. Give them no quarter. Give them no mercy. Dead. Bye-bye. They want to be dead anyhow, right? That was very good news to read. In the news, I don't recall if I mentioned yesterday, but I think I did. In case you don't know, the Attorney General Lynch met with Bill Clinton on an airplane. You know, Bill, the crook's husband, who's also a crook with his foundation. Well, the problem with that is that she is investigating the wife, Hillary, and it's a criminal investigation. It's been announced. And Bill is a witness. First off, with all due respect, she should recuse herself from any of it, and she should step down as Attorney General. She is not fit for office if she does not know. You don't meet in any way, shape, or form. And I don't want to hear what you talked about or didn't talk about. And how do I come to say this, that she should step down? The media, which is silent over this, except for a couple of pockets, shredded and ripped Alberto Gonzalez, a Republican under Bush, Attorney General, for doing nothing. Nothing at all. Again, we trust these people as far as we can throw them. as far as we can throw them, because they've earned our cynicism. And you'd have to try to be stupid to have this meeting in any way, shape, or form. It's what is known as, screw you, we're above the law, you're nobody, you're our puppets, and we're going to do whatever we want to do. Another case in point. Speaking of the Nut House and our comedy of the week, UC Berkeley, University of California at Berkeley, that communist haven, hired income inequality experts, paid them between $300,000 and $350,000 a year. You find that funny? You find that comedic? You find that ironic? Because as I have taught you for years, these people are capitalists with their own money. They're socialists and communists with your money. That's how they roll. And if you question them on what they do, they give you the middle finger, tell you to go screw yourself, and walk out the door. Because they think they're better than you, they think they know more than you, and they think, as I said, they are beyond reproach and untouchable. Just remember that, ladies and gentlemen. This is an example of what we have been teaching you for years about these people. When it comes to their own money, there's never enough. When it comes to your money, you're making too much. Hand it over. You're not paying your fair share. Income inequality. It's funny as all hell. Every one of these people. We can do comedy skits on each. To watch Hillary Clinton out there talking about inequality, as she made $500,000 speeches, influence peddling. And her husband, $150 million for speeches. It's just a laugh. It really is. And the fact that anybody buys into it is even more laughable. As we stated, capitalists with their money and criminal with their money, but socialist with yours. Just remember all that, kids, because they're coming for you. You don't matter to them, except at vote time. Have a great weekend. Happy July 4th. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do, simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. God bless you all. Night, night.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.